Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study in Ephesians chapter 5, we finished verses 6 through 10. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new study today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Foundation for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. I hope you'll have your Bibles ready and will follow along. Today, we'll begin looking at verses 11 through 14 of Ephesians chapter 5 as we continue in our verse-by-verse study of this great book of the New Testament. Now, also, let me encourage you to have pencil and paper that you can follow along and take notes. Have your good King James Bible. We do word studies throughout our studies of these verse-by-verse studies, and so it's important that you have a good Bible, that you have the right translation, which is the King James, and that you also write down these things because it's so easy to forget. If I don't write things down, I forget them in a hurry. So let me encourage you to do that as well. And then to call others, ask them to listen in to our broadcast. Get your pastors to listen. We want to be able to be a blessing to the local churches in your area that are fundamental and true to the Word of God. I also want to tell you about our 16-minute CD that is on the plan of salvation. This is a CD that you can purchase and give it to a friend that you think might be unsaved. Now, on the cover of the CD, I want you to listen as I read what it says. It says, if I could talk to you about spiritual things, the things contained in this CD would be what I would want to say. The CD is only 16 minutes long. I would like for you to listen to it alone in your car, home, or somewhere. It is private. You may share it with others. It is your gift to keep. After you listen to it, I would like to know what you think of its contents. I'll be happy to try to answer any question you may have about it. These may be things you already know and have experienced, but it is just that I don't know it because we've not talked enough about it. It is very important to me that you listen to it. And we have this CD, and we encourage you to get it and give it to others. It'll be in this case, 16 minutes. People can listen to it in their car, alone, in their home, or where they would want to with a CD player. And who knows, the person you give it to may come to know Christ as Savior. We offer this for $3 per CD. If you'd like to listen to it, you can go to www.sermonaudio.com/Central Baptist. Now, let me spell that out for you because there's no breaks in this, all right? www.sermonaudio.com/, Central, C-E-N-T-R-A-L, B-A-P-T-I-S-T. You click onto there, it'll take you to that site, and look for the plan of salvation on that site, and you can click on, and you can actually listen to this CD. And I would encourage you to do so, and then you will know whether it's something that you would want to buy and give to somebody that's in this cover with the statement I have just read to you. Well, if you have your Bibles, please go to Ephesians chapter 5. We're looking at verse 11 through 14. Actually, we'll go from verses 11 through 17 as we look at integrity through separation and active following of God. Integrity through separation and active following of God. Well, as we read in Ephesians 5:11, it says, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things are reproved, are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." Now, as we go back and we look at verse 11, again it says, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." This, again, is what we call a present imperative. Now, again, a present imperative is a command to start doing something and not stop doing it. If it has a negative, as it does here, have no fellowship, then it is a command to stop doing something and don't let it happen again. And in that it's imperative, it's the idea that you will be called into an account. It is a command here in the New Testament for the New Testament Christian. Now, we need to define one word in this passage, and that is the word fellowship. Have no fellowship. The word fellowship means to partake with together, to participate in something with others or with someone. Now, often, this word had such a definition that a fellowship was many times used in reference to marriage. Today, we say fellowship, we think of having a party. Perhaps in England, they have a better idea of this word fellowship when someone earns a fellowship to a university. So that's the idea of the word fellowship in Scripture. And the warning is to have no fellowship, don't have participation, don't have partnership with the unfruitful works of darkness. That is, that which is not part of the fruit of the Spirit. Now, do you remember back in verse 9? For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. And so we find that we're to have no fellowship with things that are against this fruit of the Spirit. We are to have the integrity to not only not do these works of the darkness. But the second thing is that we're to have the integrity to reprove them. It's not enough to merely abstain from evil practice. Believers are to reprove them, we're told here. Now, it's unfortunate today that so many have bought into Satan's deceit. And it's Satan's deceit that it is unloving to name sin and the people that reprove them. I've heard statements of people saying, well, I like that preacher because he's not negative. He doesn't say anything against any other person. He doesn't say anything against any other church. He doesn't say anything against any other religion. Well, if a person or a religion is teaching something that is false or condoning that which is sinful or immoral, the Bible says here two things. Don't have fellowship with that kind of a person. Don't go into partnership with them, in other words. And then secondly, to reprove them. Therefore, true followers of Christ take a positive stand for purity. Evil practices are not to be ignored or tolerated by the believer or the local church. Isn't it interesting? People talk about church, and when they say the church, usually they mean universal church. Do you realize how ignorant that is? 117 times in the Word of God, the word church appears. 111 of those 117 times, it is referring to the local church. As a matter of fact, the other six times looks more at the church as an institution. When you're writing notes about the church, if it's the local church, capitalize it. If you're talking about some universal church, just let it in small letters, because that's not what's taught in the Word of God. Now, they are to be exposed and attacked for what they are when they are bringing out immorality or false doctrine. In Matthew chapter 18, Jesus talked about bringing them before the church. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, where you had the man that was living in immorality with his father's wife, he was told not only to be put out, but to deliver him to Satan for the destruction of the flesh. Now, when he says to reprove them, we reprove them by our lives and our lips. And that, my friend, on the biblical plane, is integrity to do so. Now, I like what J. Vernon McGee wrote in his commentary. As light and darkness cannot commingle in the physical world, neither can the child of light have fellowship with the works of darkness. The fact that verse 6 shows the wrath of God poured out on the unregenerate because of these sins, it follows the child of God cannot participate in them without incurring the displeasure and wrath of God. Now again, here's Ephesians 5:11. And Ephesians 5:11 is what we call a present imperative. It is a command. It's a command from God. It is a command as much as any of the Ten Commandments are a command. Okay? And so, in saying that, he says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. So you not only don't do those things, but your twofold imperative command is to have no fellowship with them and to reprove them. And we go on to verse 12 with that thought in mind, and he says, for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. Now, again, in the Greek, the continuous action tense is used here. It's the idea of the topic of your speech. I believe one reason for this is that acts of the flesh often breed more acts of the flesh. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.